Today's shiur is Masechet Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line. We learned in the Mishnah, Chol Machil Nisal BaBikiyin. If somebody is sick on Yom Kippur, we need Bikiyin, we need experts to determine that he needs to eat. So the Gemara begins with two halachas that Rabbi Yanai taught us. Am Rabbi Yanai, Chol Aimer Tzarech. If the Chol says, I need to eat, and the doctor says he doesn't need to. So Rabbi Yanai tells us, we do what the patient says. My tamuk, the pasuk in Mishlei says, leiv yedei maros nafshay. A person knows his own situation better than anyone else, and if this person knows that he needs to eat, we give him to eat. However, the kolboy, a rishon, tells us, as we learned in the previous Gemaras, before we give him to eat, we just remind him it's Yom Kippur. Sometimes he may not recognize it's Yom Kippur, and with that reminder that's Yom Kippur, it may subside, but if he still says he needs to eat, so be it. Ask the Mar Peshitta. If the patient says it, so obviously he knows what he needs. Answers the Gemara, Madu Taima Roy Fe Kim Le Tfei. The doctor knows better for the patient than what the patient knows. Kamash Mulan, that if the patient says he needs to eat, we give him to eat. The Stei Chemed quotes the Magen Avraham. He says, what's the halacha if a patient says he needs to eat and the doctor says he shouldn't eat? Not just that he doesn't need to, I'm saying he shouldn't eat. What's the halacha? So Magen Avraham, there are two Magen Avrahams. One Magen Avraham says, if it comes to food, if the patient says he needs to eat, even if the doctor says he doesn't need to or he shouldn't, the patient knows better regarding eating. When it comes to medicine, then the doctor knows better. So if the patient says, I want the medicine, and the doctor says the medicine, not only don't you need it, you shouldn't take it, then we listen to what the doctor says. Explains the Radvaz, what does the Magen Avraham mean? He says, certainly again, if the patient says he needs to eat, no matter what the doctor says, we give him to eat. Regarding medicine, it's only if the doctor specifically says that the medicine will be detrimental. But let's say the doctor says he doesn't need the medicine, but the doctor doesn't say it's detrimental, and the patient says, I need it and want it, then even medicine we should give the patient. Now we have another case. The doctor says he needs to eat, and the patient says he doesn't need to eat. Is the halacha? Now we do what the doctor says. So the way Rashi explains tunva shtus, the person is never sick, so he doesn't recognize the situation, and therefore he says he doesn't need to eat when he really needs to eat. Ask the Gemara on both of these halachas that Rabbi Yanai taught us, let's learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chol machil nisal pibikim. A sick person, we give to eat based on what expert says. So what do we see? A pibikim in, strictly we follow what the doctor says, a piatz meloi, not what he says. Rabbi Yanai's first in was that we follow the patient always. Furthermore, al pi bekiyin. What did the Mishnah say? That we need at least bekiyin, lashon rabim, plural, at least two doctors. Al pi baki echad loy. But one doctor alone saying that the patient needs to eat is not enough. What did Rabbi Yanai say in the second din? Roy fe amet tzarech. As soon as you have one doctor saying that he needs to eat, we give him to eat. Says the Gemara, hachem ma'iskin. What are we speaking about here? The amet that the patient says, I don't need to eat. So if the patient says, I don't need to eat, that's when the Mishnah says, we need two doctors. Whereas Rabbi Yanai was speaking in a situation where the patient didn't say, I don't need to eat, that's why you need only one doctor. Ask the Gemara, why do we need two doctors? Why isn't one doctor enough, one doctor saying he needs to eat? Says the Gemara, besides the patient saying that he doesn't need to eat, there's a doctor that agrees with him. So now, we have the patient and a doctor saying they doesn't need to eat. There, one doctor enough saying that he does need to eat is not enough. We need two doctors. Because otherwise we'll have a situation of the patient and one other doctor, versus only one doctor. So it's two against one. So even though we know, as we will learn, Suffolk Nefashis Lahakal, whenever we have a Shaila of Nefashis, we're Mekel, Here it's not a shayla. Here it's not a suffik. We have two against one. Says the Gemara. So what do we need? The Mishnah teaches us that we need two doctors. Because what will that cause? We'll have two doctors that he says that say that he needs to eat, and then we have two saying he doesn't need to eat, and it's a suffik nefashis. So the Gemara pshita. If it's two against two, it's suffik nefashis lahakel. So what does the Mishnah teach us? We know that suffik nefashis lahakel. That's an old rule. Says the Gemara leitzricha deikatriach rina badei. So we have here the patient and two doctors saying that he doesn't need to eat, and you have two doctors saying that he doesn't eat. Deikatriach rina badei. Besides the patient, you have two doctors that are saying the amri leitzarich. That say he doesn't need to eat. And you have two doctors saying that he doesn't need to eat, and the Mishnah is teaching us that we give, once we have two doctors that say he needs to eat, we give him to eat. Says the Gemara, there's no chiddush to that either. We have a concept, asked the Gemara, the Omer of Safra, Vafagav the Omer of Safra. Rav Safra teaches us throughout Shas, Trei Kameya, or Meika Trei, that two people equal 100 and 100 people equal 2. So as soon as you have two people telling you that their patient needs to eat, what's the difference how many tell you they don't have to eat? Two people have the same status of Edom. And I saw a very nice verse from the Meroim Yisoda. Why does Rav Safra say, Trei Kameya or Meya Katrei? What does that mean? Let's just review it again. Two witnesses on one side and 100 witnesses on the other side cancel each other out. It's considered a stalemate. Even though here you have 100 people, here you have two people. So why does he have to say, Trei Kameya or Meya Katrei? He's saying the same thing twice. So Meroim Yisoda, Netziv, explains what Rav Safra means to say. It doesn't mean if the two that are saying one way come first and then the other 100 come second, or if the 100 come first and the other two come after them. If you have a situation of 2 versus 100, the halacha considers it a stalemate. So once you have two doctors, ask the Gemara, that are saying that the patient needs to eat, he should be allowed to eat, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Says the Gemara, Hani Milin Yedus. When do we say the concept of Trei Kameya? We say it regarding testimony. The two witnesses are the same as 100 witnesses. Here we're not talking about a testimony. Nobody's bearing witness here. Avelin Unvino. We're trying to assess a situation. So Bosadeus is leaning. We have to look at opinions. So here we have three opinions saying that he shouldn't eat, and two opinions saying that he should eat. So perhaps we should follow derived, we should follow the majority, and more opinions are saying he should eat. Teach us the Gemara. We're trying to assess the value of something, and we have a lot of different opinions. We follow the majority. Aval Hocha teaches us the Mishnah. We're dealing with a situation of Suffolk Nefashis, and as soon as we have two doctors saying that he needs to eat, makes no difference how many people say the other way, we give him to eat. Ask the Gemara. What are we learning the Sefer? The Sefer teaches us that when do we listen to the patient? When there are no doctors available. Mechlal, the Reisha Damit Tzorach. That the Reisha is speaking in a case where the patient says that he needs to eat. And still, even though he says he needs to eat, we follow what the patient says. Yet Rav Yannai taught us that as soon as the patient says he needs to eat, Leiv Yedeya Maras Nafshoi, and we give him to eat. Says Rav Yannai, the Mishnah is missing. What is our Mishnah speaking about? Where the patient says, I don't need to eat. If the patient says, I do need to eat. Ain't Shom Bikim Trei El Chad the Omer Loi Tzorach. If there aren't two doctors that are saying he doesn't need. There's only one doctor saying that he doesn't need to eat. So according to Rabbi Yannai, just to review, the most relevant thing we can see from Rabbi Yannai is that if the patient says he needs to eat, and two doctors say that he doesn't need to eat, according to Rabbi Yannai, we don't give him to eat. That's one halacha. And another halacha Rabbi Yannai says is that if the patient says with another doctor that I need to eat, I don't need to eat. And then you have one doctor saying that he needs to eat. We follow the patient and the doctor because you have a situation of two against one. Now, Marbar of Ashi argues on the first thing we said Rav Yannai holds. Again, what do we say Rav Yannai holds? that if the patient says that he needs to eat, if you have two doctors saying he doesn't need to eat, we don't let him eat. My Rav Ashi disagrees. He says, Kol heichad amet tzarchani, wherever the patient says I need to eat, makes no difference. Afilu ikamei damer loitzirch. Even if you have 100 doctors that say the patient doesn't need to eat, l'dedei sheminan. We always pay attention to what the patient said. For as we started today's shir, shenema leiv yedei amoros nafshay. The patient knows his situation. If he says he needs to eat, he needs to eat. Ask the Gemara on Ma'abar Rav Ashi Tanan. Im ein sham bikim, if there are no doctors, mechilan sopi atzmoi. Then we listen to what the patient says. Tama, so what is the Mishnah teaching us? The lek bikin, because there are no doctors available, so we listen to what the patient has to say. So the Mishnah seems to be teaching us, hoyecha bikin, if we have doctors, loy, then we don't listen to the patient. We listen to the doctors. I, Ma'abar Rav Ashi, just taught us that if the patient says I need to eat, that's what we always do. Says the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way we have to understand the Mishnah. That the patient says, I don't need to eat. So that's when we start paying attention to doctors. Aval omet sorachani. If the patient says, I need to eat, ein sham bikim klal. There is no issue of paying attention to doctors. Machilai sepi atzmai. We listen to what he has to say. Why shnem alevi de amaras nafsha. Before I just try to review quickly some of the halacha lemaisa, of course we have to say that these are very complicated shailas, and if somebody has a shaila, if he has to eat in Yom Kippur, every situation is so very different and unique, you should ask your own shailas. But just basically to review, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Ma'abar Rav Ashi, that if a patient says he needs to eat, leiv yedei amaras nafshoi, and we give him to eat. Interestingly enough, the Taz says that when do we follow what the patient says? That if the patient on his own came and said, you know, I need to eat. But let's say the patient was prompted. And we told the patient, you know, you have a person that's now healthy or a weak person. You say, maybe you need to eat. And he says, yeah, maybe taka. That's not called that he says he needs to eat. Because he was prompted. The Yoraba disagrees. The Yoraba says that even if he was prompted, we went over to him and asked him, maybe you need to eat. Nobody should have asked him. But if you asked him and he says he needs to eat, you give him to eat. What if the patient says he doesn't need to eat? So certainly, if two doctors say that he needs to eat, there is no question that we give him to eat. The Rishonim point out that although our Gemara was very much couched in numbers, that we start counting how many doctors said one way, how many doctors say another way, the Rishonim, the Ran says this, that if there's one doctor that's head and shoulders above all other doctors, that he's considered a greater expert, then we always follow what that doctor says. That's why the Mishnah, he says, keeps on using the terminology of Bekiyan versus Roifim. Bekiyan means experts. A doctor is called a Roif, a doctor, because we always follow the greater expert. And Maril Diskin says, how do you know who's an expert? So Maril Diskin says, whoever the world considers an expert, that's who the expert is. So if two doctors say he needs to eat, we should follow it. If one doctor says, that's for sure, once two doctors say he should eat, we give him to eat. If the patient says he doesn't need to eat, and another doctor corroborates what he says, and there's two doctors that say he needs to eat, it's machlokes rishonim, but most rishonim say he should eat. If the patient and a doctor say he doesn't need to eat, and one doctor says he should eat, then he shouldn't eat. Again, there are more variations, but those are the basic halachas. The Rabbeinu Yerucham is also Rishon, says if there's a doctor that has no opinion, so the doctor who has no opinion doesn't count. We don't consider him as if he said he should eat. We don't consider him as if he didn't eat. We just don't put him into the equation. Teaches us the Mishnah. Misha achsa bulmus. If somebody is affected by this disease, which is called bulmus, Rashi explains it's some sort of a situation where the person suffering malnutrition and his eyes start to dim and he gets very weak. Machilan say feel dvarm tameim. We're allowed to give him to eat even dvarm tameim. Ad shiura inov, until his eyes light up. That's the sign that he's been healed. So the Mefarshim ask, we've been learning, that's what how we got into this whole subject, that in Yom Kippur, where there's a chiyuv karis, if a person's ill, he's allowed to eat. So certainly, if somebody is this sick and we're giving him to Barim Tamein, which is not an Issacharis, we certainly should be allowed to give him to eat. So what's the Chiddush? So I saw a number of Terutzim. One Terutz is, an interesting concept, to a degree, Dvarim Tameim are worse than eating Yom Kippur. Because somebody's eating on Yom Kippur is eating kosher food. It's just Yom Kippur. Here he's eating non-kosher food, which, as we've said many times, is metamtim misalev. It has very serious effects on the person. So we would think that maybe he shouldn't be allowed to eat it. The Mefarshim goes that further. Dvarim Tameim have two problems. It could be non-kosher and also Tamei. Another pshat that I saw in the Achrayinim is that, as we will learn, normally the halach is we give the person hakala kal tchila. We give the person to eat the lesser isra. We'll spend a lot of time on that in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, where is that halacha that we give the person the lesser isra, or we give him smaller amounts? That's on Yom Kippur if we could get away with it. But when you see a person who, rachmana litzlan, has this disease of bulimus, don't start questioning, don't start working, just give him to eat right away. Misha nashcha kalv shaitai, somebody that was bitten by a wild dog, we don't give him to eat from the liver of that dog. From Masi Mecharish matter, from Masi Mecharish as we do. We will discuss more tomorrow that the basis of the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Masi Mecharish is if you have a refuah, if you have a medicine which is not really a full-fledged conventional medicine, giving it to eat from the dog's liver is not a conventional medicine, can that be considered a medicine or not? We'll discuss it more. There's a tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. But there's an interesting vart from the Michas Elazar. The Michas Elazar says that, I guess this was in his time, when Dr. Louis Pasteur came up with the concept of vaccination, it was a world-breaking invention, that's the way we could prevent disease. So he says, actually, it's our Mishnah. What is a vaccination? A vaccination is you take the germ or the virus that causes the disease and you give it to the person and he has a very mild form of that disease. And by having that mild form of the disease, again, I'm not a doctor, he develops antibodies. That's exactly what happened here. This person was bitten by a wild dog. By giving him some of that virus, some of those rabies, the rabies virus, the person would be able to develop a vaccination. V'adam Ramasi Mecharish. Ramasi Mecharish teaches us further. Hachoshish begroinoi. If somebody has a problem with his teeth or with his throat, we'll talk about it more in the Gemara. Matilam sam betok pei b'Shabbos. We could give him medicine on Shabbos. So Tiferes Yisrael again asks, taking medicine on Shabbos, is this a derabbanan? We've been speaking about eating on Yom Kippur. Eating Yom Kippur is Issa Deraisa, Issa Karis. So if you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you're certainly allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. So he explains, when we said that you're allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos, it doesn't mean just take the medicine. You're allowed to do everything to prepare the medicine. That means if you have to cut, and you have to cook, and you have to bake, or whatever needs to be done to prepare the medicine, may be done on Shabbos. Why? Because we're Nation Sofak Nefashis, we're dealing with a Shaila of Nefashis, the call Sofak Nefashis, Doichas Shabbos. Teaches us the Mishnah another day. Misha Nafal Amapoilus. If a wall fell down on somebody, Sofak Husham, Sofak Enisham, and there's a question if the person is there even. Furthermore, Sofak Chai, Sofak Mace, and even if he's there, we don't know if he survived. Sofak Kuti, Sofak Yisrael, we don't know if it was a Jew that fell. Mefachan Asagal, we could do whatever it takes to clear the rubble, and most Mefarshim explain, even if it involves a Melocha Deraisa. Matzochai, if when they take the wall, they find the person still alive, Mefachan, we keep on clearing to save him. For Mace, but if the person is not alive anymore, Yenechui should be left there. Tanabon. So we said that somebody who has bulimus, we give him to eat until his eyes light up. Menayin ha'yoydim she'er enof. How do we know his eyes lit up? So Rishonim asks, what do you mean, how do you know his eyes lit up? Look at his eyes. So the Meiri says, it's in a dark room. Well, let's say we're not expert enough to know what it means that his eyes lit up. So we say, we give him to eat, mishin yafchen betayav l'ra. When he could tell the difference between good food and bad food, amar bai betamu. A person who's affected by bulimus, his sense of taste is gone. He doesn't know whether it tastes good and whether it tastes bad. Once he could tell you that this tastes good and this tastes bad, we know he's on the path of recovery. Tana Rabbanan, Mishach Sabulmas, somebody is affected by Bulmas, Machilon Soy Hakal Hakal. We always give him the smaller Isser first. Now we're going to start a Gemara discussing what is considered the smaller Isser. But before we begin the Gemara, Machilon Soy Hakal Hakal, there's a few points to bring up. One is, the Mefarsh mask, obviously, we should give Hakal Hakal. We all should give the smaller Isser. What's the Gemara's Chiddush? So they explain. Let's say, as we're going to learn now, you have two foods. One food is a bigger Isser than the next food. Like we're going to learn. Nevela is a bigger Isser than Shvius. But if you give the person, so we should give him Shvius. But if you give him Shvius, you'll have to give him two Kazaisim. If you give him Nevela, you only have to give one Kazais. What do you do? Do you follow quality, which is the bigger Isser, or do you follow quantity? And here you have to give more. So the Gemara is teaching us, Mechilon Isser Akal Akal, we always give him the smaller Isser, even if quantitatively he'll end up eating more. The Briskerov, B'Shem Reb Chaim, says a very interesting halacha on Hakal Akal. He says that in sick people, there are three categories. You have a person who's right now very, very ill. Then you have a person who's not very ill right now, but the doctors say that if he won't be given this food, Tid on Yom Kippur or Isser, he could become a Cholish Yesh Besakana. He could get very ill. And then the third category is a person who's not that ill and he's not in a life-threatening situation. He's just not feeling well, says the Briskerov, Shem Reb Chaim. The third category is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and you're not allowed to give him Isser. He says, however, the person who's in the first category, who right now is a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, there is no Dinah Machilon Isser Akal Akal. Since right now he is in a status of Sakana, then all the halachas don't apply, and he should eat full Shiurim, and he should eat a Surim. This Gemara doesn't speak to him. The Gemara, he says, is only speaking, and he brings a Raya from the Sefer Achinuch, is only speaking to the person who's right now not ill. But the doctors say, if we don't take care of him, he can become a Chol Shesh B'Sakana. That's the case where we give him a Kal Akal. Dor Sameach says another Chiddush. He says, what's the Lashon of Gemara Machilin Oisai? We feed him. He said, Oichel, he should eat Kal Akal. So Dor Sameach says, there's a difference between the patient and people who feed the patient. The people who feed the patient, says the Arsameach, have an obligation to give him a Kal Akal. But if the patient is eating himself, then he could, that all the halachos don't apply, and he could eat whatever he needs and how much he needs without any shailas. Very bechiddush. And he says, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, Machilin, we feed him. That's when the halach applies, not when he's eating on his own. So now the Gemara gives various scenarios where you have two Isurim, which is a bigger Isurim, which is a smaller Isurim. Says the Gemara, Tevel Nevela. If there's a choice to give him Tevel, which is produce from which Tumas and Mises were not removed, and Nevela, Mechilon Isur Nevela. Why? Because Tevel, if somebody eats, it's Chai Misub De Shemayim, Nevela is Isalaf. Tevel V'Shvius. We have a situation, we give him Tevel or Shvius, we give him Shvius, because Shvius is an Isur Asay, Tevel is Misub De Shemayim. How about Tevel or Tumas? You could either give him Tevel, which is a Misub De Shemayim, or you could give him Truma, which is also Misub De Shemayim, for Yisrael eats it. Says the Gemara Tanoihi. It's Machlokes Tanoihi. The Tanya, Machilon Yisrael Tevel, Vein Machilon Yisrael Truma. The Tanakam says we'd rather give him Tevel, not Truma. Ben Tema Oimet Truma Veloi Tevel. Rather Truma than Tevel. Omer Rava. So Rava says, Heche De Evshe Bechulin. If you have enough produce available, that he doesn't have to eat all the produce, so he can leave over, and the part that he'll leave over will say will be the Truma Semaisris, the Kulam Loi Pliga De Meskinalei Umasfinalei. That's what we should do. Just give him the Tevel and leave over, and that will be that for Asher. Ki Pligi, when is the Machloikis between Ben Tema and Tanakama, but the Loi Efshe Bechulin, with his very little produce, and all the produce we have, he needs to eat. There's nothing to be left over. Masav Tevel Chomer, Tanakama holds, the Tevel's a more serious Aveira. That's why I give him Truma. Or Masav a Truma Chamura, another man holds Truma is a more serious Aveira. Masav a Tevel Chomer, The man dominant that holds tevel is the most serious of era. Ava truma chazil coin. Truma is edible. A coin's a lot of truma. Maybe not a Yisrael, but a truma coin may. Or masa of a truma chamura. Truma is more serious. Ava tevel, efshus kuna. Truma, there's no way a Yisrael may ever eat. Tevel, a Yisrael could eat once it's properly tithed. So the Asfin Daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, gives a beautiful lumdish explanation to this Gemara. He says, in the yeshivas, they always have a shiloh, what is tevel? Tevel, we know, is produce that was untithed and that you're not allowed to eat. Why? Is it because there's truma mixed into the tevel? Or is tevel a new iser that the Torah calls tevel? If the problem with tevel is because there's truma mixed into it, so then it's no worse than truma. So you might as well eat tevel, because tevel and truma are really the same. The problem with tevel is the same problem as truma. If, on the other hand, tevel is a new iser that the Torah established, so tevel may be considered more of a serious iser, eat tevel, eat truma versus tevel. So all the mefarshim ask a question here. Very beautiful shot here. How could the Gemara say that it's not possible to fix the produce? We know midaraisa, chita achas peteres sakri. All you need to take off is one kernel. So how could the Gemara say that you only have exactly enough tevel, that you can't give any away? You only have to give away one kernel to be mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa. There's another shaila, which is a very fundamental shaila. The shaila is, let's say we have a situation where a person has to eat meat. The doctor prescribed that the person has to eat meat. And the question is, should we give him nevela, or should we give him, or the nevela is prepared, or should we shecht for him meat on Shabbos? So shechita is an issa d'oraisa. So many rishonim say that we should preferably give him shecht, not give him the nevela. So some rishonim explain because, like we said before, nevela is such a serious iser. That's why people don't want to eat nevela. A Jewish person who's sick, obviously he needs to eat something not kosher or some meat on Shabbos, that we have to shecht for him, knowing that he's going to have to eat something so inherently not kosher will only make the situation worse. The Ritvaz has a very lumdish explanation. The Ritvaz explanation is the patient is allowed to eat, and we're allowed to do anything we need to do for the patient. So if the patient wants kosher meat, we're allowed to shecht for him. But the reason most Rishonim give why it's preferable to eat shchuta versus nevela is because by nevela, for every kezias of nevela he's eating, he's going to get an aveira. By shchuta, yes, there's going to be an aveira when you shecht the animal. It's one aveira. Maybe it's a bigger aveira, but it's only one time versus by every kezias. So again, the same questions by the tevel. Enechnami, there's a big aveira, let's fix it. Versus eating tevel every kezias that you mechayiv misav de shemayim. So the Noid of Yehuda answers that our Gemara is speaking about a situation where the owner of the tevel is not here. You could only take off trumas and maestris from your own tevel or with the permission of the owner. The owner is not here. So yes, I could only take off one chita and fix it. Yes, it may be better to avoid the iser tevel by taking it off myself versus him eating so many kazesim of tevel. But I could only do it if I have the owner here and giving permission. He isn't here. Says the Gemara. So he said, Avo tevel, efshel eskuni. Says the Gemara, efshel v'chulin. So the Gemara says, if you have enough tevel, where you could leave over chulin, so there for sure that's what you should do. That's the Gemara, obviously, pshita. Says the Gemara, like tzrich, it's talking in Shabbos, where it's osur to be mafrish, to separate trumas and maisas in Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, b'Shabbos nami pshita. The isser of taking trumas and maisas in Shabbos is tiltum ad rabbanan hu. It's only a isser d'rabbanan. So most mefarshim say the isser is not tiltal. Tiltal means muksa. The issue is being masakin, fixing d'rabbanan. So they say tiltal. The Sikh Yitzchak says that tiltal means d'rabbanan. Others say that when you fix, you also make it into muksa because it's not edible to you, the Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Hachemai Skinen. The question here is talking about Ba'atat Shen Anokov. Where this fruit, this tevel grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole about it. The Rabbanan saw, which the entire obligation to take truma is the Rabbanan. Mass of it, even in a case where the tevel is only tevel the Rabbanan, tevel chomer, it's still more significant not to eat tevel, because the Mefarshim explained, because if you eat tevel here, you may come to eat tevel, which is tevel doiraisa. Or ma'asava truma chamura. Truma is more serious, and that's why you should preferably eat the tevel. Says the Gemara Lema Tanaihi, this machlokes we already have. The Tanya, Misha Nachsha Nachash. Somebody was bitten by a snake, currently Rafi Mimokum Lamokum. On Shabbos, we're allowed to call a doctor for him. Or Makaranlai Satana Gaudas, if he needs a chicken, we could rip open the chicken just to give it to him. The Gaudasanlai secretion, we could cut different vegetables. Or Machilanai Soiv Ain Tsarach Lasar. Give it to him without taking off Maisa. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's position. Divrei Rabbi, I'm sorry, that's Rabbi's position. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Layoich Achi Yasar. No, he should take off the temple. Neymar, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he, Velay Rabbi. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that says that take off the truma is holding that tevel is the worst iser and never eat tevel. And Rebbe holds that tevel is not as serious. So Zemar Afil Tamer Rebbe. Rebbe could also agree that normally tevel is a more serious iser. Atkan like Kamer Rebbe Hossam. You know why Rebbe says over there we could be makel and let him eat tevel? Ela inya maisa yarek drabanan. We're talking about vegetables. Vegetables are never mechuyev in trumas and maisus medaraisa. So nobody's going to make the mistake that you could eat tevel, because they know that this is a different category. It's only vegetable. Ava maisa dogin, when we're talking the flower pot. What was growing the flower pot? Grain was growing in the flower pot. The person, when he sees the grain, doesn't realize that this grain grew in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole and is only mechuyev in trumas and maisus medrabonin. He may think that's mechuyev medaraisa. Where there, it's tevel deraisa. There, perhaps, I feel a Rebbe moida. Rebbe will agree. The sharslei batzachen and nokif, it will going to allow him to eat this tevel, and the person won't realize that this tevel is different because it grew in this flower pot. Or selamekel batzachen nokif, he may eat tevel, which is tevel deraisa. Says the Gemara. Tanabana, Misha Oksa Bulmus. Somebody that is affected by this disease of Bulmus that we discuss. Machilanai Soy Dvash, Vichomine Mesika. We give him to eat honey or other sweet things. Shadvash, Vichomine Mesika. Honey or other sweet things. Me'iran Ma'enov Shal Adam. Bring back the person's health. Vavishen Rayladover. Even though there is no explicit pasuk saying this, Zechladover. We have somewhat of an allusion to this in a pasuk. Shaul HaMelech had gone to battle, and he made all the people who were with him take an oath that they would not eat anything until they came out of battle. His son Yonason ate, not being aware of that oath. And he says, the pasuk says, Yonason said about himself, Runa ki oira einai, look that my eyes have lit up. I ate a drop of honey. And the pasuk goes on to teach us that Shaul was upset at Yonason that he had violated the oath. So we see that eating honey, morenai, it gave him back his vision. So says the Gemara, it's a clear proof that sweet helps. Why is it just a zecher? Or my afpisha in Rayladover? Why is it only a zecher? Why is it only an illusion, not an explicit proof? The hosam lav Bulmus Achsei. There he wasn't affected by Bulmus. Says the Mashah, how do we know he wasn't affected by Bulmus? Maybe Yonason was in a situation that he had Bulmus, and that's why he had honey, and it could be a clear proof that honey helps for Bulmus. Says the Mashah, if Yonason was affected by Bulmus, then Shaul wouldn't have been angry at him for eating. He's sick. He's a chayla. We just finished learning the Mishnah that Bulmus is a chayla shesh besakana. So why would Shaul be angry for him at eating? It must be that he wasn't in a situation of Bulmus. He was indeed hungry, and that's a proof that a hungry person honey helps. But it isn't a proof that Bulmus, somebody in that status, Bulmus helps, because the pasuk isn't talking about somebody who had Bulmus. Omar Bai, however, Bai says, when does the honey help? Loi shana el achachila, only after eating. Avakoid machila, before one eats, migrigoru. It only causes more of an appetite. The ksiv, as the pasuk says regarding David HaMelech, v'yimtso ish mitzri besada, he was a person found him, v'yichu oitzel David, V'yitnu lachem, he gave him to eat. V'yoychu v'yishkeu mayim, he gave him to eat and drink. And then v'yitnu loy plach the veil, then they gave him a date. V'shnei smokim, and two raisins. V'yeshiv v'yoychu, and then he eats. V'teishiv rucha elof, k'loy ochel mayim, v'loy shos mayim, shloy shiyom, shloy shiloy ayalas. So first they wanted to build up his appetite, and then they gave him to eat. Omer of Nach, Omer Shmu, Misha Ochse Bulmas. Somebody who was affected by this disease called Bulmas, Machilos Al Yibidvash. They take a piece of the tail of the animal, which is a very fat piece of meat, and they dip it into honey. Rav Hunib Reid, Rav Yeshua Amma, Af Soilos Nekiy Bidvash. They give him flour. Rav Papa Amma, Af Kam Chidisari, also barley Bidivsha, should be dipped into honey. Oh, very good question. Very good question. So, Machlokes HaAchronim, how to understand this Gemara. Most Mefarshim say that all these three types of foods work, that they will help for the person who has Bulmas. Others say that the Mishnah, the Gemara here is teaching us a very important din. That even though we're learning now that the person who's sick, we're allowed to give him whatever he needs to get better, we should always try to give him the least food, less, you know, if somebody has to eat Yom Kippur, he shouldn't start eating steaks. He should eat simple food. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If you could give him barley, give him barley. If barley's not good enough, then give him wheat. If wheat isn't good enough, give him meat. But certainly they say, the Chidah says this, what the Gemara is teaching us is to try to give him the least geschmack food on Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Yochanan, Pamachas Ochazani Bumas. I one time was affected by Bumas. V'ratzti l'mizrocha shaltena. I ran to the east side of a tree. V'kiyamte be'atzmi ha'chokma tichy ba'aleo. Somebody who's smart will be saved, will live. He learned this Gemara. He came to the Daf Yomi Shir. So he learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if somebody has Bumas, he should eat sweet. The fruit on the east side is the fruit of the tree that was ripened and is sweetest. So I eat very sweet fruit and that'll help me. The Rosh Hashanah explains that all the fruit on the tree gets ripe. From the sun travels around the tree. He says, but the other sides of the tree, the winds affect the sun adversely, that it shouldn't ripen the fruit, that it should be so sweet. On the east side, the fruit is ripened to a very sweet stage. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Pamachas Achsani, the Tana Rabbi Yosef, Haroyt Lita Tana Ta'ana, Yiflam is Rachel. She go to the east side. Shnema Megat Tfuah. Shem is from the east side. Is the good Tfuah. Says the Gemara. Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Kava Oslib Beorcha. They were traveling on the road. Achsei Bumas L'Rabbi Yehuda. So Yehuda had Bumas. Kapcha L'Roya. So the Roya, there was a shepherd walking. He stopped the shepherd. Achli Riften. Took away his bread. Omlei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Kapachtes Aroya. You took away the Roya's food. When they got to the city, so Rabbi Yossi was affected by Bumas. So he took food from the people of the city. He went up there and took away their honey and different foods. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I took food away from one individual. You took away food from the whole city. The Mefarshim explained, the Binyan Tzion, also Chuvas Binyan Tzion, explains what was the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi when he took that Rabbi Yehuda took the food away from the shepherd and Rabbi Yossi was upset with him. A very fundamental machloikis we have in Shas. If somebody is in a situation that he's not well, is he allowed to steal from somebody else with the intention to repay? Rabbi Yehuda held that he is allowed to take away with the intention to repay. That's why he took away the shepherd's loaf of bread. Rabbi Yossi said, you're never allowed to take somebody else's property without their permission, even if your intention is to repay. The halacha, says the Binyan Tzion, is like Rabbi Yehuda, that if you intend to repay, you're allowed to take away. But it's very interesting. I saw another tshuva, Shas tshuva, Yehuda Yala, that says you're only allowed to take with the intention to repay, number one, if you're in a serious situation, you can't just take away because I'm going to take somebody's thing to repay. And number two, if when you intend to repay, you already have the funds to repay. If you assume that you're going to have the funds, that isn't good enough. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, they were traveling in the road. Rabbi Meir have a dayak b'shma. He was very careful always to hear a person's name. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, lo have a dayak b'shma, because the Gemara says, Masech the Brachas, ki shom shamus ba'aretz, atak rishamus al shemais. A person's name reflects who the person is. Kimat al hu duchta. So they came to city, certain city, ba'ash biza. They found the inn. Yavalei. So they said, there's an inn over there. Amalei mashimcha. So they asked to the innkeeper, what is your name? Amalei Kidar. He said, my name is Kidar. So Ramei said, Shmaminar, so Adam Rasha, who he's a Rasha. Shanama Kidar Tapuchas Hema. So Tapuchas means upside down. Kidar is a bad name. I saw a very nice Pshat from Chassam Sofer. What does Kidar mean? Kidar means he follows the generation. If somebody wants to always follow Dor, the current style, the current fad, Tapuchas Hema. That's upside down. That's incorrect. We have to follow the Derech HaTorah that we have as a Messiah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shlim L'Kasai. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef gave this innkeeper their wallets. Ramei Eloi Ashlim L'Kisai. Ramei refused to give him his wallet. Ozel Asvei Be'Kivrei Davua. He went and hid his money. It was Shabbos, so he was not allowed to hold the money. He hid his money by the grave of this person's father. Achsele Bechalme, so the father of this innkeeper came to him in a dream. He said, Tosh Shokel Kisa, go take the wallet, the Manach Aresh Tehu Gavra. It's by the head of me, of my grave. I'm always very, when I learn this Gemara, have a question. This person was already of the Olam HaEmes. He already died. And from the Olam HaEmes, he's still teaching his son how to do Geneva. Lamacher, I guess, Olam Haba is like your Olam Haza. If you're a Ganef and Olam Haza, you're a Ganef and Olam Haba. Lamacher, Amalu, Hachi is Chazle B'chalmi. So the innkeeper tells him, you know, my father came to me in a dream, and this is what he said to me. Amalu, so they told him, Chalmu de Be'shimshi, a Cholm of Friday night, Lesba Mashasha. Mefarshim explained, because Friday night a person eats a big meal, he feels good, so the dreams are just because he's in such a good mood. Oz Ramei, but Ramei was concerned that he's going to go check, that he's going to go see if there's a wallet there. V'natri kula yoyma, v'aisei. He watched his wallet the whole Shabbos. He didn't touch it, he just stood there to make sure the innkeeper should not come. L'macha, the next day, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, who had left their wallets with the innkeeper, Amalei havelan kisi, give us your wallet. Give us our wallet. Amla lahayit ramayim. What wallet? Amla Rameya. So Rameya told him, Amayla dikas bishma. If you would have checked his name, like I did, you would have never left your money with him. Amla mayloi ma'at lamar. So why, when you heard his name, and you saw that his name is problematic, why don't you tell us? Amla eimu da amriyana. What did I say? Cheshasha. We have to be concerned. Achzuki. Mi amri. I never said that you should assume that the person is a ganef. Mashchua v'alu l'chanusa. So they took this innkeeper to the bar. Chazu tafcha asfame. And they saw that he had the leftover lentils on his mouth. So why they didn't notice before? First of all, maybe they didn't pay attention, or maybe they were sitting and drinking, they noticed it. Ozva yavet simna l'dvusa. They went back to his wife, while they left him in the bar, and they went back to his wife, and they said that your husband said to give us back our wallets, v'shaklua l'kisayu, give us back your wallet, our wallet, and what's the simon? They said it, because the simon is, you gave him for dinner lentils. So they gave him v'aisu, so she gave him the wallets, ozel ihu, then when he came home and found out what his wife did, katlu l'itisay, he killed his wife. He was so angry at her for giving away the wallets. Hanedetnan, mayim rishonim echilu bosa chazir. Because somebody wasn't careful in washing Mayim Rishonim, he ate Chazer. The way that story goes is there was a person who had a restaurant. And he had in the restaurant kosher meat and non-kosher meat. We wouldn't give Hashgacha that way. But he had kosher meat and non-kosher meat in the restaurant. And there was a customer that came and he didn't wash before he ate. So the person who owned the hotel, restaurant assumed that he wasn't Jewish. And they gave him to eat Chazer. Mefarshim asked, a Jew's not allowed to do business with Chazer. How did he give him Chazer? So some say this wasn't such a religious Jew. Others say that the story took place in a time when Jews were like Maranos. They weren't allowed to show that they were following religion. So how did he show he's not following the religion? He had a non-kosher restaurant. What bigger proof is that you're not a religious Jew? So to a person who he knew was Jewish, how he didn't know he washed his hand, he gave him kosher meat. People didn't wash their hands, assumed he weren't Jewish, and he gave him treif meat. Mayim achroinim hergus anafish. What's mayim achroinim? Kill the person. Because normally when you wash mayim achroinim, you're also supposed to wipe your face. Had he washed mayim achroinim, he wouldn't have lentils on his mustache, and they would have never known what he ate for supper, and he would have never ended up killing his wife. Kimatal hubaisa. They came, now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef come to another house. The Shema Bala, La'ayla L'gabei. Now they refuse to go in, because they're now they're checking the names. Amar Shema Min HaRoshahu. The Ksiv, V'Amar L'Bala N'Ufim. Bala means immorality. So now they knew to check. So Mepharshim asked, Rameyer came to Kedor's house. He didn't leave him his money, but he came to his house. Why did they not even enter the house? So they say two answers. The story with Rameyer was Friday afternoon. So they were desperate to have where to stay. So there he agreed to stay, just not leave his wallet. Here it wasn't on a Friday afternoon, such a house don't enter. Another pshat. There was only a question that the owner was a ganef. So if the owner's a ganef, hide your money, don't give him your money. Here we're saying that the owner was a nayif, the person that was accused of immorality. In a home with his immorality, never enter.